So we talked about physical healing. And Tom has allergies and a deviated septum. How can he heal this? Can we do it now?
You could do it now. It's probably heat energy.
Heat energy?
From the solar plex, winding up into a tight red ball. Power. Picture that fire. It comes up through your body. Up and out. Into your sinus area over here. And just picture that ball sitting there all fiery. Pulsating. Clears it up, but it's the cartilage is uneven. That's a physical deformity from an accident.
Can we change that?
Oh, absolutely. You could change anything. But with time. Time and lots of mind concentration.
You can't do it for him?
Sure we can.
Will you?
We'll go do it.
Describe what you're doing.
It's called Stardust. Just like the deep sleep.
Mm-hmm. It seems like it. His breathing sounds better. Very clear.
Now you would call that a miracle?
Yeah.
You have in you to do anything. If you only knew.
What's that?
He's got allergies coming from the septum. It's coming out.
Better.
Need more sessions. But that's the gist of it. Okay. More and more.
So next time we can do this again?
He can do it himself.
Okay, great.
He has to concentrate.
Does he know what to do? I'm not sure he's going to remember.
No.
So can you tell me what he should imagine or...
He's gonna have to try to not go to sleep.
Okay.
You want to put yourself in a state of, you know, a vegetation state right before you go to sleep.
Okay.
And you just have to concentrate. Close your eyes. See your nasal passage as both even sides and take big breaths like you are in your later stages of sleep. picture the air with the golden light coming in, coming out, both the same exact size of the nasal passages are the same size. Okay. If you want to picture a straw, the size of a straw, equal straws on each side, and we'll straighten it out.
Okay, how many sessions do you think?
A week.
Every day for a week?
Every day for a week.
For a few minutes?
15 to a half hour. Okay. You have to stay up before.
Stay up?
You have to awake. Not
stay awake.
You cannot go to sleep. That's the hardest part.
Sit up.
Because then you lose concentration when you fall asleep.
Sure. Okay, excellent. Now, can anybody apply this method for anything?
Yes.
So you just imagine what the change should be.
You have to take the energy, the ball of energy, concentrate, red, powerful energy, and you put it in that healing area that needs to be healed.
It's not green energy.
This needs to be moved. You need cartilage bones to be moved and placed. You need the heat energy.
Okay, I see. So for strong matter like cartilage or bone to move, you need to use the red.
Sometimes, yes.
I see. What's
powerful, works faster.
What's the green energy used for?
It is for the thoughts.
Green is the thoughts.
For concentration thoughts.
Like headaches and things?
Put the green right the third eye.
How about blue light energy?
Blue light comes in through your head. All the way down to your stomach.
So there's a direction in where the light should go.
Right through the top. Is there a big opening on the top of your head?
Mm-hmm.
The bigger the better.
I see. Can we work
on that? Picture a big pasta pan on top of your head.
Yeah.
And all beautiful blue light comes through like the sky. Picture of falling. You are a receptor. Your body is a receptor. Whether you can see it with your physical eyes or not, it is happening.
And what would be useful for the blue light?
You have to take that blue light and touch other people. That works the fastest through touch.
Okay, great.
And they will know it. You won't know it right off the bat. Some people will feel it, absolutely. You say go right to your soul. Touch and sound are miracles for you. They're miracles. Touch and sound is very powerful.